Today is Wednesday, June 2nd, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So, no coming out today. Just another busy day at work, and I'm getting done. I got done about 5:30. It's 5:36. I might have gotten done a little bit earlier than that. I was doing some research for Pride 48 for some technical stuff. So I may have gotten done about 5:15 and did a little bit of 15 minutes of research. So Mark, I shouldn't say this on a recording, but you guys aren't going to turn me in to the police, are you? So, I broke the law. I broke the law, and I'm a bad person. And so Mark and I have been, you know, we're basically out of shows that we're interested in watching right now. It's getting to the summertime. A lot of the shows are, you know, have had their finales. We're getting kind of tired of doctor shows, like the Grey's Anatomy, The Good Doctor. What's the other one? New Amsterdam is another one that we watch. It may be me. I don't know if it's just me or if it's Mark and I. I don't think we're going to stop watching them. But we have to be in a certain mood because all those doctor shows, there are always people dying and it's kind of sad. And so you have to be in kind of a, now of course they all focus on the lives of the actual doctors. So, you know, what romance they're having or what problem they're having at home or, you know, stuff like that. But they always throw in a medical case or two. And normally someone's dying of cancer. They have a brain tumor. They have some weird, you know, whatever. And it's just always sad stuff. And so I feel like we have to be in, you know, we have to be in a certain mood in order to watch those. And we haven't been in that mood recently. So we were thinking, what are we going to watch? Because now, I say that, but there is an abundance of shows available. There is an abundance of television available to watch. And I know this. But, you know, sometimes you go through and you're like, I don't know. I don't want to watch. We watched all the Fixer Upper episodes. We did subscribe to Discovery Plus. And, you know, but we've completely, you know, we cut the cord a long time ago, but now we got rid of YouTube TV. So we're doing a combination for our television of recording over the air. Daniel had convinced me to buy this piece of equipment called a Tableau. And you hook it up to an antenna and then it's a DVR for, and I know there are other devices that will do this, but it has recording, it has fast forwarding, it has rewind, it'll do a guide for you. You have to pay a little bit extra, but it'll do a guide for you. It'll do commercial skipping, although it's not great at that. And so I put an antenna up here upstairs in the closet because it gets a better signal. And I attached it to the Tableau. And now for things like news for James Corden every night, we watch James Corden every night before bed, the Late Late Show. So we, you know, we get that all through an antenna. And then we have all of the apps. We have CBS, we have HBO, we have Discovery Plus now, we have Netflix, we have Hulu, we have, I don't know, whatever, you know, whatever you can think of, we've probably got it. But Mark said, you know, I've been wanting, we really like cooking shows. We even tried the show called, I think it's a new show on Fox. And I believe it's called Crime Scene Kitchen or something like that. I don't remember the exact, but there's a girl that's a judge on there that I really like. She has a YouTube channel called How to Cake It. And she makes some of the most amazing cakes. And so she's a judge on this show, and it's kind of a weird concept, and I'm not sure that Mark really liked it, but these contestants have to go through a kitchen where someone has baked something, and they have to look at the clues of, like, what ingredients are laying around, what is the, what were the pans that were left in the sink, et cetera, et cetera. And then they have to decide what they think was the baked good that was made. And then they make that, and then they're judged on, did they get the right item? And then how good was it? So we watched that, just one episode, because only one episode has come out so far. And Mark decided that he wanted to see if he could find a way to watch MasterChef Australia. Now, you know, there's region locking. So normally it would be really easy to watch anything in the U.S. because just about anything that's on television nowadays, you can get on some streaming service. You can either get it on Netflix, or you can get on Hulu or Disney Plus, or, you know, one of the 15 million streaming services. But the problem with these shows that are international, and I had this problem. There was this show, Naked Attraction, where, you know, they have like four guys, you know, behind glass, or behind a, I don't even know how to describe it. They're behind this tube that goes over their body from the ceiling. And then there's either a gay guy or a girl that is interested in having a date with one of them. And they slowly raise up the cloche, whatever you say, the tube, to various points in their body, and they're completely naked. So you see their, you know, you see their genitals, you see everything. And the person decides who they want to go out on a date with based on what their body looks like, basically. And, of course, you know, nudity, I'm going to like that. So when I wanted to watch that before, I got a VPN because it's a UK show. And none of the UK streaming services will work here in the US if they think you're in the US, because they'll say, this content is not available for your region. It's region locked. Well, Mark wanted to watch MasterChef Australia, which is also region locked. There's no way to get that in the US on any of the streaming services. And if you go to the streaming service of Australia, you know, the ones in Australia, you can't watch it because you're in the US. I've never totally understood that, because here's why. They're not going to make money off of it. It's not like they're losing money, because you just can't watch it. They're not providing MasterChef Australia to an American audience. Like, there's nowhere in America that I can get it. So it's not like they're making extra. They're just missing an opportunity of getting more viewers by region lock. I don't understand, like, this whole region locking thing. And they've had it forever. Back in the day, and I don't know if they still do this, but when you would buy a DVD, even DVDs would be region locked. So when I lived in England and I would buy DVDs there, I had to have a DVD player that would play the UK region. So a US DVD player wouldn't even play it. So that was a nightmare, you know, and you could do some things, you know, you could rip the DVD and then remove the region locking. And there were things you could do, but you had to, like, work around it. It was just crazy. And so I had a VPN, so we tried setting up the VPN, and no, Amazon Prime was one of the streaming services, and no matter what I did, Amazon Prime knew that I was on a VPN. So they're like, you're on a VPN, you can't watch this thing. And then, you know, it was on Disney Plus, Hotstar, some weird version of Disney Plus in Australia. And it didn't work either. Like, couldn't get it to work. So we decided we were going to torrent seasons of MasterChef Australia. So I already had a Plex server account. I set it up on I have a network attached storage. So I set up, there's a Plex app for it. And we started, we used the VPN, because that's what you need to do. And then we procured a couple of seasons of MasterChef Australia and put them on the Plex server so that we could watch them. So if all of a sudden I don't release an episode, I've gone to jail. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.